Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, addictions, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff on SoundCloud. Big Bang Sound is all about personal growth, about clear clarity within your life. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. So today's topic is how I created inner love. How I created inner love. So how did I do that? And how can you do that? Now, there's one state of mind that creates change and creates healing around the world. And what is that? That is love. Because love heals so many things in this world, and so many things within ourselves. So how do we create that? That's self-acceptance. Self-acceptance for who we are today. Who we are tomorrow is somebody much different. Because if we're growing towards this inner peace and inner love and inner happiness towards what we want in life, yesterday was yesterday, today is today, tomorrow is tomorrow. Because we're always improving for who we were yesterday. That self-acceptance of who we are today doesn't mean who we are tomorrow. Because we all may think we have faults. We have something that's blocking us towards what we want in life. And we're procrastinating towards some of those things that we may find difficult to do. And some of those things for myself, in the past, were committing to my sobriety, committing to my relationship, and committing to my life. And then I asked myself, what do I want from life? What do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And these steps of self-acceptance doesn't have to be from somebody else. It has to be from within. Yes, maybe I have a learning disability or a speech impediment. Or like when I was a little kid, I was a bedwetter. Now I accept who I was. I'm no longer who that person is. I'm still the same person, but I'm no longer a bedwetter. But I accepted who I was then. That makes sense. We're accepting who we were, not who we are today, and who we want to be tomorrow. Because tomorrow's an absolutely new day. You could have an epiphany or an aha moment where you go, huh, okay, something I did yesterday that's not serving me towards my life where I want to be. So acceptance of who you are is who you were. Who you want to be is somebody else. Not somebody else, but some path towards your success. Because you're actually only one person. You're only yourself. Unless you're a person that has different kind of thoughts about who they are inside themselves. And that can change as well. Doesn't always have to be set in stone. I've often said to my, you know, I was in the past, I said, well, that's the way I am. You have to accept me for who I am. That means I didn't have that self-acceptance. I was only accepting the negative part of life. What I did not want to face. Because I didn't want to face the hard situations. And there's moments in my life, and even now, hard situations come in front of me where I stumble towards something that I really want. And then I look within myself and ask myself these questions. Do I really want to do that? That's causing me some issues and some blockages towards where I want to go and who I want to be. We're always improving every single day. We are not perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect person. And there's no such thing as a perfect flower, a perfect tree. They all have these different curvatures. Sometimes the bark on that tree is not always perfect. Perfection's only in the eye of ourselves. If we think that perfection is the way to go and way to be, that's where we need to think about something totally different about life, because life isn't about perfection. That's the self-acceptance that we're not going to be perfect. There's people in this world, means myself, I was so focused on being perfect all the time, then I would never get things done. I'll say that again. I was one of those people that always strived to be perfect, but would never achieve it and never get to it. Well, if it's not perfect, then I don't want to do it. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow would never come. That means I didn't accept for who I was and who I was at that time. I've let go of them. I've let go of some of those perfection, striving to be perfect in life. Do I do these podcasts perfectly? Absolutely not. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely. But that's being human, what it's all about. I've accepted that part, that I'm not perfect. But can I improve? Absolutely. Those are those steps towards your greatness. And that's where you get that self-inner love. You create that inner love where you start to accept who you are and where you want to be. Because there's different paths that people take when they're in that poor me. They're not wanting to see who they are and look in the mirror. They're seeing that, critiquing that little minor issue that's going on in their life. And then they're, oh man, I'm like this. Accept who you are, yes. Then move forward. And then heal that inner pain that's within ourselves on a daily basis. If we have these walls coming up in front of us, go forward. Thank the past. Thank you for showing me. Because if I didn't see my past, how can I move to the future? That's life. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound on SoundCloud, also Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and much more. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, today's topic was how I created inner love. So number one tip, and I've said this many times, is ask yourself, what do you love about yourself? Look in the mirror and ask yourself these questions and then write them all down. I've said this in the previous podcast. Because inner love creates your magical future to where you want to be. For that mindfulness, that peace of mind, for where you want to go and who you want to be. Number two, self-acceptance. Accept for who you are now, not for who you want to be tomorrow. Accept your past of who you were. Huge, except for who you were, not for who you are tomorrow. So everybody have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.